I'm Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Former President Donald Trump is appearing in criminal court at this hour in New York in connection with hush money payments during his 2016 campaign. CBS's Matt Piper is outside the courthouse.
The crowds are still out here in full force outside the courthouse. It appears that when people were told that he had arrived at the courthouse, people really got loud and started to scream in terms of his supporters. But there's also people who are on the other side of this saying that Donald Trump should be jailed. I'm actually looking at someone right here in an orange jumpsuit who's dressed as Donald Trump. But the supporters of his certainly outweigh anyone who's not on his side.
So what will happen next? CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
I bet we hear a not guilty plea, and that's about it. Big kind of reveal today is we'll hear the charges. We think and expect there will be that charge of falsification of business records, but what is that hooked to bring that misdemeanor up into a felony?
A source tells CBS News Mr. Trump is resolute and determined. The one-time chief of staff of former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is dead. Roy McGrath was shot near Knoxville, Tennessee, after failing to appear in court. Jessica Albert of WJZ-TV has more.
After 3 weeks of running from authorities, the FBI tells us that they have found him along a major highway in Knoxville, and a responding agent shot him. An investigation is now underway into that shooting. This all started 3 weeks ago. Back on March 13th, the ex-chief of staff for former Governor Larry Hogan was due in court here in Baltimore for a federal fraud trial, but he never showed up.
He was to stand trial on corruption charges. Finland has joined NATO. It had remained neutral since World War II, but decided to join the alliance after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Holly Williams has more.
NATO has now expanded even more, which is exactly what Vladimir Putin didn't want. Russia will now share a border with a NATO member state that is more than 800 miles long, while right next door, Sweden is also seeking to join the alliance.
Finland becomes NATO's 31st member. Florida's Republican majority Senate has approved a bill that would ban abortions after 6 weeks. Kat Dusterhaus is with Florida's National Organization for Women.
SB 300 is a near total abortion ban, and it will deny even more Floridians the ability to control their own bodies, lives, and futures.
And it still needs House approval and the governor's signature. The Dow is down more than 200 points. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin reported 10 confirmed tornadoes last week, and now more potential severe weather is on the way. Two rounds of storms expected to roll through Wisconsin tonight into tomorrow. The National Weather Service says the Milwaukee area could see hail and strong winds. Madison and Waukesha also could get hail with winds up to 60 miles an hour. Rain or freezing rain expected in central Wisconsin. Further to the north, a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain with a second storm system moving in tomorrow. Once that system moves out, Milwaukee and other communities along the lake could end up with an inch and a half of rain. If you suffer with allergies, health officials say this year is ramping up to be worse than last year. Now through May is considered pollen season. Experts recommend closing your windows and changing clothes once inside to help reduce exposure. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that, stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers.
Hey, I'm Brian Kelly.
Yeah, you are. And you are listening to Dueling Tangents across the Civic Media Radio Network here in Madison from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. For Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, WMDX, 1580 AM. And the big guy in the Solidarity Realty Studios with me. How you doing?
It's a big day. There's a lot of things happening.
It is a jam-packed Tangent Tuesday here across Civic Media, the state of Wisconsin, and nationally.
So many things to get into. I mean, the weather in southwestern Wisconsin is going to be insane.
Mm-hmm.
Please get out and vote early before the weather hits. We're going to talk about the biggest election in the entire country right now is right here. And there's a Chicago mayoral race, which we probably won't even get to even mention besides now. There's what else is happening? Oh, yeah, Donald Trump pleaded not guilty to 34 counts.
He was arraigned in Manhattan court earlier today. And yes, just before we hopped on the air here, Bri, the press is reporting he has pled not guilty to 34 felony counts. We're waiting to hear what those 34 counts are still.
Now, the indictment has been unsealed, according to source. This is from CNN's Jake Tapper 4 minutes ago. The indictment returned last week by a grand jury against former Donald Trump has been unsealed, according to a source. He pled not guilty to 34 criminal charges. Investigation stemmed from a hush money payment made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels, as we know. But there are 34 counts. I saw in a little bit of this CNN reporting here, a quote from, it kept jumping down to me. this is a quote from former Trump White House communications director, Alyssa Farah Griffin, said that we had been under the impression that he may make a brief statement before going in. And I think the fact that he didn't is notable. That indicates to me that potentially what he saw in the indictment goes further than he expected to, which means I think even Donald Trump was a little bit, the pictures I'm seeing seem to him being
very
kind
somber.
Of like, very cool. So every time he's been provoked or anytime anybody has accused him of anything, he's come out swinging.
Mm-hmm.
And he's come out very loud and very aggressive. And he's, you know, he said this is a total sham. And he said, you know, a bunch of things on the
witch
way
hunt,
in.
All
witch hunt and all
points.
That stuff. And we'll see how fiery he is on the way out of here. But he seems to be pretty much just a model student right now.
Well, he showed up early even. He had until 2:15 Eastern time, 1:15 here Central time, to show up. And just before 12:30, it was right around 12:30 Central time, all of a sudden, Trump surrenders to the Manhattan prosecutors. And so he went in willingly. He was ahead of schedule, which for anybody that's paying attention since 2015, Donald Trump used to let that stage just sit there and just fester. And it was a, I'll get to the podium when I get to the podium. And this, you're all on my time. And today we are seeing a much different Donald Trump. We saw a punctual, in fact, early Donald Trump, and no statement made to the press leading up in his appearance in the courtroom today in Manhattan.
He seems to be very compliant, and I think the most thing all he said was, "I can't believe this is happening." But other than that, he seems to be in a kind of a very somber and very, you know, compliant mode, which is very un-Donald Trump-like, which either, for me, I'm hoping he's just kind of like, oh, well, this is it. Or there's, if you're going to go with the larger, you know, narrative movie plot situation, this is the calm before the storm.
Well, he...
I hope not, and I don't want that to be.
He called for protesting already. He has made those calls on Truth Social.
And the protesters that they've quoted, they don't seem to be, one, all that capable of mounting a organized anything, let alone a sentence.
Hey, come on. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is there, and she said that if she was in charge of the insurrection, it would have went much differently.
Listen,
I believe
folks,
George Santos was there as well.
Folks, listen, if you're a Republican supporter and you're into these folks right now, I got to tell you, like, what are you doing? Like, you've let Marjorie Taylor Greene become a majority, like, leader in your party. Like, Kevin McCarthy just said, here, you have it. I just care about my personal ambition. Donald Trump
I just want my name above the office.
Yeah, that's
I'll do
all
whatever you say, Marjorie.
Don't you have better people? Don't you have better... That's the question.
For those out there that are like, oh, this is a bunch of hoopla. This is a bunch of... it doesn't matter. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789.
Why not just move on?
I think that we absolutely should be able to move on. But right now, the country is encapsulated by what is happening in Manhattan. If you've got thoughts, want to share a tangent on it, here on Dueling Tangents, we want to hear those thoughts. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can share your tangents with us all hour long. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. And today, breaking news, if you had not heard already, Donald Trump pleading not guilty to 34 felony counts. According to several different outlets reporting, CNN and ABC were the two that I saw. And it seems like he is being a model student, Brian.
Yeah.
He's on time, and he's not trying to cause a ruckus in the courtroom. He's sitting there pretty somberly. There's a few photos. The cameras were, television cameras were not allowed into the courtroom, but there were a few photographers that got shots of the arraignment. And by all counts, it seems like it is a very docile Donald Trump that we are seeing today in Manhattan. But we want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Is this something that is finally going to get the big guy? Is this the end of Trump? Is this the beginning of the end? Do you think this is just one little speed bump that he's running through on his way to potentially being in the White House again in 2024? Want to hear those thoughts. 844-967-2789.
Look, if you believe in what Donald Trump is trying to do,
what is that?
Let's just call it Trumpism. Let's call it Trumpism, and that's what you really like Donald Trump for. Or Republicanism. Let's say go Republicans. What about the Republicans means that you have to have these people be your vessels of Republicanism?
Well, because all the other Republicans out there are scared of this one candidate. They're scared. A lot of Republicans have indicated in recent years that they want Trumpism without the Trump, but I don't think the two are
because there's no substance.
You can't separate the two.
I supported Bernie Sanders, but he was defeated. And I'm not sitting here going, man, Bernie Sanders, we have to rush Bernie Sanders up into things, and he has to be the guy that does stuff. For me, it's the ideas that he brought across. That's what matters. So I champion the people that champion those ideas and the things that, you know, I believe in democracy. And I believe I believe government should work for as many people as possible. I think if we have the best economy and the largest booming economy in the world, why can't it benefit everybody? And why can't we figure out how to make things work better for everyone so that it is a more equitable society?
Well, there's some
and
like
the best
officials
of the best rise up easier.
There's some elective officials trying to pursue that agenda.
Mm-hmm.
That agenda is still being advanced, but It is not a
I don't have to have Bernie Sanders involved in that equation. And I don't have to have any of the people involved. As long as that equation involves the government working for the people, I can have that involve Republicans. I can have it doesn't matter what at the end of the day, if you keep the water running, if you get the potholes fixed, and you keep the roads clean, it won't really matter.
Yeah. It shouldn't. And that is what successful political movements do, is they move beyond the leaders and they are surrounded about the ideas. And we've talked about this before, Brian. The a lot of what Trumpism is, though, is boils down to owning the libs or the grievance politics that Donald Trump has stressed over the last 7 years now, since almost 8 years that he's been on the political stage. And so without Trump advancing those grievance politics and without being the main owner of the libs, I don't know if Trumpism moves on. And that's why I think so many people are still so fixated on Donald Trump and are going to the mat to defend him, saying, oh, well, this isn't even the worst crimes that he's being accused of. What are you doing holding him accountable in Manhattan? Come on, this is nothing. Like, we support this guy no matter what. And that's their argument, is they're like, well, I'm really surprised this Stormy Daniels case is the one that got him, and he is being arraigned today in Manhattan court.
There's a check with the name on it. I mean, it's pretty much, it's pretty easy to get to, man. We're gonna get to some calls in a little bit here.
Yeah.
We got a couple things happening at the same time. We got amazing election night coverage coming on tonight.
Yeah.
Folks, this is the biggest election in the entire country right now. The largest expenditure for any Supreme Court race in any part of the country.
Tripled, I think, roughly.
Yeah.
The previous record set by an Illinois judiciary race back in the early 2000s.
And we'll be talking about all of that. We're gonna be taking your calls involved with this. Tell us your voting stories. What voting number were you? 844-967-2789. We have the most amazing election night coverage happening tonight. We have people from all over the state covering every single race, anything that's relevant to you in your area. If you want to know the in-depth scoop on everything going on in Wisconsin, tune into our election night coverage. It starts with the Devils.
I would say extended we got coverage. Bonus Devils.
Yeah, Bonus Devils 6-7. You got As Goes Wisconsin. They got Patrick Marley. They got national guests.
Barry Burton, professor of UW here at UW-Madison.
Fantastic guests. And then we have 8 to 11. We got Todd Alba. We got Terry Bell. And we also have Maurice Cole.
Reporters from around the state. There's going to be guests. It's going to be terrific. Beginning at 8 p.m. Central Time. As soon as the polls close, you have under 6 hours now to be a voter here in Wisconsin. So make a plan. Get out to the polls. Vote today. And then tune in for special election night coverage, bonus edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. An extended hour, essentially, from 6 to 7 p.m. Then we get a bonus hour as well of As Goes Wisconsin and that statewide election night coverage across civic media. And we've also got Brewers on the network, and we're going to talk a little bit about that on the other side, but we'll take your tangents as well. 844-967-2789. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. Share that tangent with us, call or text. And coming up at 2:30. We're going to recombobulate a little bit as well with Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. So it's a jam-packed Tangent Tuesday here on Dueling Tangents. The big guy and I in the same studio. First time in a while. We're excited to share our thoughts with you. This is Dueling Tangents. We're going to be right back.
And I want to tell you something. If Steve Bannon and I had organized that, we would have won.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius.
Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Isolated thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 47. Winds out of the east, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows around 47. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 67. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
DX.
Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined in the Solidarity Realty Studios by one Brian Kelly. And you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across the Civic Media Network. You can take us with you on the go as well. Download the Civic Media app where you can listen. You can jump from station to station, see all the fine coverage areas we have here across the state of Wisconsin, and join the programs by calling in or texting in 844-967-2789. You can be like Corey here in Wisconsin. Corey, what's on your mind this Tangent Tuesday?
Hey, guys, I was just wondering how the DA released the 34 felony accounts without that being a leak. I was watching the Don Lemon interview with Attorney Molina, and she said that the leak could only come from the DA side. It wouldn't come from their side, and that is punishable by 1 to 5 years. So I was wondering what you guys' opinion on that.
As far as what we understand is that the indictment has been unsealed. That's all. And that's okay. Just in the course of now he's been arraigned, the charge has been read, and you know it's been unsealed. That's all we know is about that. Okay. I don't have if we had the 34 criminal charges, we'd read them out loud for you. Just to clarify that situation.
Oh, okay. I was just wanting to make sure that like I heard on the news that there was 34 counts, and that shouldn't come out until he's actually in court. If I'm not mistaken, from the lawyers, that would be leak information from the DA side.
No, I believe the leak came with, if there was a leak, Corey, I believe it came after the defendant, Donald Trump, and his attorney received the information. Because it's unsealed, not publicly, but it's unsealed to the defendant so they have time to review and determine how they want to make their argument and how they're going to plead in the arraignment. So at the time, there was, you're right, there was information known by the DA's office, but the information was also known by Donald Trump and his team of lawyers. So I'm not saying there is a leak. I believe the 34 counts became aware. I'm not exactly sure how that became public knowledge, but
I believe it's unsealed during the natural course of the indictment and that's how that happens. And I think they're going to get us as soon as we get the information. I'll read them out to you. But again, let's say someone did leak. I would be very upset about that because the last thing we need in this is for some stupid thing like that to gum up the entire process.
I'm still waiting to find out who leaked the draft ops decision last summer.
Yep.
That's information that, you know, just the Supreme Court justices of the United States did not get interviewed in that leak investigation, but here we are.
Find anybody involved. Huh?
Appreciate the phone call, Corey.
Yeah,
you can
absolutely
be like Corey, 844-967-2789. You can share your tangents with us here on Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. And it is a very busy day, Bri.
Yeah.
It is extremely busy. It's a busy week. You've been a busy man of late. You've been away from the airwaves, but very hard at work. Helping build this network that we
Man,
we
time time does not have any meaning when you're in that engineering hole in there, man. That you get there and you just start working, and the next thing you know, you're like, why am I so hungry? Oh, it's been 5 hours I've been sitting here. I thought I just sat down.
But you also had a little time off, but since you've been back, we had the gracious ability to go to opening day yesterday for the Brewers.
That was awesome.
We had a great time here at Civic Media. We're going to be giving away tickets to the Brewers games all season long, every home game. We're going to be giving away tickets. So you want to be listening to Civic Media from the very early morning with Up North News Radio, Pat Kreitlow, our buddy in the morning, covering from 6 to 8 a.m. all the way through the evening programs. You want to be tuned to Civic Media for a chance to receive Brewers tickets to the home games that we have all season long. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're really excited to be broadcasting the Brewers on several Civic Media stations, WISS Oshkosh Air Support in the Fox Valley, as well as WRCE News from the Center, our friends over in Richland Center. And I'm just excited for this season. I know you're not the Brewers fan, but you're just a fan of baseball.
I'm a fan of baseball, and I had a really good time yesterday. I got to see Freddy Peralta throw pretty well.
Yeah.
I got to see a grand slam by Bryce Terang, who I picked up, so he will promptly cool off. So don't worry about it, Brewers fans. You got a triple set of rookies there that have some really good potential, and I hope they all don't they ebb and flow at the same time, because right now Terang is up and Weimer's a little bit down because he's a little bit slower. But I think and Garrett Mitchell's pretty darn fast. And
Garrett Mitchell's so fast.
Once those guys get adjusted to, they're going to go and hit a slump. And then they're going to have to adjust back. And I think as those guys go, so your season will go. And yes, you have an amazing pitching staff, mm-hmm. but I think I think as those rookies go is how your season's going to go.
Yeah, I think we need to develop the bullpen a little bit, but the starters for sure are solid. Really excited. Like you said, Freddy Peralta pitching an excellent game yesterday. That was a lot of fun to watch on the mound. Corbin Burnes, unfortunately, getting the raw end of the stick so far with the record. But
hey man, he's going to be fine.
Yeah,
I think he's going to be all right.
He's terrific. I think the getting the shakes out of opening day last Thursday will help for his next start.
You know, again, it's a whole bunch of things going on.
But folks, here on Civic Media, it's not just news talk and music. We're also be adding this layer of sports coverage. We're really excited to be growing and expanding our team here at Civic Media. The Brewers, a large part of that this summer. And again, you're going to want to stay tuned. We're going to be giving away more tickets even this week. We got the St. Louis Cardinals coming down after the Brewers working on the Mets. So there's going to be more details for that. You're going to want to stay tuned to your Civic Media stations all summer long to be eligible to win some Brewers home tickets throughout this 2023 season. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. If you had not heard yet today, here on Dueling Tangents, we are some of the first to break it to you, but Donald Trump pleading not guilty to 34 felony counts in Manhattan court just within the last hour, within the last half an hour, really. And so we're going to stay tuned to that. You want to stay tuned. It is Election Day. Make a plan. Be a voter. If you've not yet already voted, do so. You've got about 5.5 hours left to be a voter today on Election Day. Polls close at 8 p.m. The big guy here going to be orchestrating the best election night coverage you can find in the state of Wisconsin across the Civic Media Network. And it's just it's a busy, jam-packed Tuesday. Stay tuned. We got Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area coming up next. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We're going to recombobulate on the other side.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report. The crowds gathered outside Manhattan's criminal court as former President Donald Trump faced an arraignment today and just walked out. CBS's Matt Piper is outside.
The streets here are closed. There is a park across the street where there are hundreds of supporters of Donald Trump.
I really think this is kind of a sham.
But on the other side, there are also people who are yelling things like, lock him up.
The arraignment was brief, but the legal wrangling is far from over. Here's CBS's is Robert Costa.
Attorney Jim Trusty represents Trump in two separate federal cases. He says he expects the Trump team to push to have the case dismissed.
There could be some very significant motions filed in short order. I mean, within days or weeks, not weeks or months.
A court has also denied Trump's appeal to block his top advisors from testifying in the January 6th investigation. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The New York Times calls it the most important election in America this year, and it's happening today. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court will decide if the state's high court will lean left or right for the next 2 years. There are several other decisions for voters to make, including amending the state constitution to give judges more leeway when setting bail. A special state Senate election could give Republicans a supermajority in the upper chamber. Civic Media's coverage of election returns begins tonight at 8. Wisconsin has a new law aimed at curbing reckless driving. Governor Evers signed a bill into law yesterday that'll let police impound cars for reckless driving if the owner has unpaid fines for reckless driving already. In sports, the Brewers host the Mets tonight. The Bucks are at Washington. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly, and you are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to share a tangent, 844-967-2789. You can be like Mary in Wauwatosa. Mary, what's on your mind this Tuesday afternoon?
Hi, guys, and thanks for your great coverage as usual. I'd just like to share a thought that's been with me for some time regarding the Donald Trump saga. I had heard once that if a parent doesn't impose guidance and discipline during a child's growing years, that if that child is wayward or trouble prone, he's probably going to be bumping up against and receive that discipline from higher and higher authorities like the police, court, possibly incarceration. So related to Donald Trump, you know, we've witnessed his lifelong path or the escapades that he's been on, and he's managed to escape proper address, even when he bumped up against the higher authority of Congress, and he escaped that through his congressional supporters. So he is now in the court system, and I think he's finally found the authority that he's now challenged with escaping from. If you have any comments on that, I'll take them off the air. Thank you.
No, we appreciate that perspective, Mary. It's absolutely, it seems like he's pushed the bounds of where the accountability will come eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't seen it. He's avoided it a lot. There were two impeachment trials. The second impeachment trial had a few more courageous Republicans, but not enough to actually hold him accountable for the crimes that he was impeached for out of the U.S. House of Representatives. But he's been dodging this for his entire life. So it'll be interesting.
You ever see those videos of like people like Richard Spencer or, you know, really tough guy people or whatever when they get...
Was that the Nazi that got punched in the face?
When they get their clocks cleaned or when they come up against a, let's say, a giant tsunami of force that you cannot possibly stop. You know what they say after that? Exactly what Donald Trump is saying now. Nothing. He's just sitting there quiet. And
literally, the coverage right now, I have it. They are following his motorcade, leaving criminal court in New York.
That's all it is.
So it has literally gotten to the OJ perspective
he's
now.
He's got nothing.
It is very...
Which could either be ominous and scary, or it could just be that he finally just saw something that was more powerful than him, and no one cares.
It'll be interesting to see how long the fixation lasts.
You know who I? It's not long enough for me to go and put off our guests any longer.
No.
I want to. Let's bring in Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area. Welcome, Dan Schaefer. We have the biggest race in the entire state right now happening right on our doorstep. Tell us about it.
Really? That's today?
Today, right now. I don't know if you know this.
I had no idea. I forgot that we had an election today.
It's a good thing you voted early then. Jeez.
That's a good thing. The eyes of the political world ready to turn to Wisconsin once more, right?
Yeah, the amount of national attention that I've seen over the last week or so, just beginning to, like, ramping up over the last 2 weeks, but just in recent days, it has been incredible. Dan, the reason all eyes are on Wisconsin is because outside of a mayoral race in Chicago, we are the only state right now that has an election. We have our spring general election today. Folks, we have same-day voter registration, so if you didn't make a plan, you didn't vote early, you still want to go out and participate, you can go to your polling place, go to myvote.wi.gov. You can register today, be a voter, and participate in democracy today, because all eyes are on us. We're seeing it from a lot of different perspectives. There are out-of-state billionaires that for the last several months have been funneling money into it. There's been celebrities talking about the importance of how important this race is. Dan, can you tell us a little bit more just about the general recombobulating you've been doing around the national implications of today's statewide Supreme Court race?
Yeah, well, I think this is the biggest election happening anywhere in the country in 2023. And I think everybody on both sides of the aisle has realized that. I was at an event over the weekend, a Get Out the Vote event with former Attorney General Eric Holder, who had a lot to say about just how important this race is, and saying that this is the most important election happening anywhere in the country. And of course, I've written a whole lot about that at the Recombobulation area. I've written about the turnout factor. I've written about the voting. I've ran a bunch of guest columns from folks talking about the ballot referendums and the abortion rights issue and the longtime push for fair maps. So do check out the Recombobulation area. We've got a ton of content. I rounded it all up in a piece today that also includes some of that voter information that you mentioned at the top about same-day voter registration, some of the things that you might need for that. Proof of residence, valid ID, all the things are in that post today. And now it's just, we just got to white knuckle it and land the plane tonight, right?
And if you're looking for insight on how that plane is landing across the state of Wisconsin, tune in to our special election night coverage here on Civic Media. You can download the Civic Media app. You can listen around the state. We are going to have reporters from Wisconsin Rapids to Amory to the Fox Valley and everywhere in between. Civic Media's election night coverage. We get bonus edition of The Devil's Advocates until 7 p.m., an extra hour of As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bryan, Jane Matinair, and then beginning at 8 p.m., anchoring the news desk, Terry Bell, news director here at Civic Media, and Todd Alba, host of The Todd Alba Show, will be covering the election results as they come in. It could be with all the experts out there right now, Dan, saying that election turnout is going to be higher than past spring elections.
Ridiculous from what everybody, because we have a chat going on with the election team coverage and everything, and our news team here. Everybody here from around the state, and we got voters around the state working for us as well. That, you know,
yes, our employees are voters.
Every single one of them are telling us about like huge turnout in their areas, and their small areas are mm-hmm. huge turnout. Dan, typically when you have a ridiculous turnout that generally favors the Democrats, especially in statewide elections, is there any way in which ridiculous turnout starts favoring the right side as well?
Yeah, I think there's kind of some competing views on this right now. And I think, you know, the way that political leanings have shifted in recent years have made it so that, you know, as kind of suburban, higher educated voters have become more Democratic leaning in recent years, they've become kind of the more reliable voter group to vote in these kind of off-year special elections and things like that. So, and then at the same time, as, you know, some of the more white working class voters have drifted towards Republicans in recent election cycles, you know, that turnout for that group can vary. And so I think historically, you think, like you mentioned, that high turnout benefits Democrats. I'm not necessarily sure if that's the case right now. But what I do know is that for the Republicans, for the Dan Kelly camp, this has become a turnout the base election. And it is not, Dan Kelly is not the type of candidate who is out there to win over swing voters. He's campaigning with insurrectionists and extremists and oligarchs and things like that. And he is not the type of guy who is going to win over swing voters. So it is really, for them, I think it is about getting that base to turn out. And I think that turnout factor is going to be really significant for them.
And one of the things that campaigns use to turn out is mobilize through contact information, emails, cell phones, anything that they can get a hold of voters between now and 8 p.m. today is what they use to mobilize the vote, get out the vote. And very interestingly, Dan, this happened on Friday evening, and I think it's been kind of just swept under the rug since, but with today's severe weather, the potential for some Wisconsinites getting off of work later being subject to thunderstorms or possibly severer weather than that, including hail or tornadoes, it was pretty strange to see that the Wisconsin GOP or somebody on the more conservative side, I don't know who was sending the specific text, but it was a pro-Dan Kelly emergency alert or faux emergency alert. And it seems just a very, very blatant disregard for safety, I guess. I don't, what are your thoughts on this, the text messages that went out last Friday night during tornado watches here in southern Wisconsin to voters saying, well, this isn't actually an emergency alert, this is a voting alert, and just the strange story that came out Friday night?
Yeah, I actually got the text. So I'm on whatever group that was sending that out. So I got the emergency alert, and I was very confused when I got it on Friday. And then I got to the end, and I was like, oh, this is shenanigans. This is just shenanigans from Republicans. And, you know, you guys are in broadcasting, so you know how seriously some of this stuff can be with the emergency broadcast system.
We had members of our team come in that evening to cover the severe weather because of the importance, like the diligence that broadcasters have, either radio stations or broadcast television stations have to provide that public information of emergency weather alerts. And here in apparently it's just politics as usual because nobody else is talking about it. And I don't understand how it seemingly goes against FCC guidelines, but it's going to be interesting to see if there's any accountability for sending out a text message like that during a severe weather event.
Yeah. And it's like any accountability that they might face won't be anything that would have anything to do with the election, right?
Right.
The horse is already out of the barn on that one. So the damage is already done as far as what exactly they're going to be doing there. But it's just, you know, it's just a pattern of just going to the lowest of the low that Republicans have seen, have done in this campaign. We saw last week that they had to pull an ad, which, I mean, I talked to a couple people about the likelihood the likeliness of that happening ever. An ad, actually, I mean, there's always somebody who's going to say, oh, you should pull an ad because it's misleading or whatever. But the fact that it was so serious that they did actually go to the step of pulling the ad, or at least saying that they were going to pull the ad, I'd seen some evidence that you know, at least that maybe they were sending the ad out on texts or something like that, or that Dan Kelly was tweeting the story with all of the falsehoods about that. But it's just a race to the bottom, as it always is with Republicans in the final stretch before an election. So I don't know if this is another instance of they go low, we go high type of thing, but.
Or it's just they go low and we just...
Democrats have been getting into the mix as well.
Yeah. It just seems they go low and we're just not going to talk about it, apparently. So, folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. We are joined by Dan Schaefer, columnist of the Recombobulation Area. Big guy, you go.
I have breaking news. The indictment has been unsealed.
Wow.
And the Trump indictment has been unsealed. And let me just sum it up for you, because I've skimmed through and hit the highlights on this 16-page indictment. All 34 counts are for the crime of falsifying business records in the first degree. Every single one of them. Just different variations of falsifying business records in the first degree. So 34 counts of that. Congratulations, Donald Trump. You are the winner of 34 charges against you. Have fun defending that. And that's what's going on. So I told you when it was unsealed, I'll let you know it's unsealed.
There we go.
We've congratulations.
You heard it here first on Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to share a tangent with us, 844-967-2789. We've got one more segment in the day, but we got Dan Schaefer, columnist of the Recombobulation Area, joining us as well. Recombobulating around all of the facts that we have here for Election Day in Wisconsin today, Tuesday, April 4th. And it's going to be a jam-packed day. There's still a lot to cover. The 34 counts, I think that's better coverage than just the motorcade leaving the courthouse, I guess. So
yeah, I'll take that.
I'm waiting for attorneys to unpack those 34 counts. It'll be interesting to see. I have a feeling that it's probably pretty airtight. I don't think the Manhattan prosecutor would have, or the DA would have brought it forward if it wasn't. But again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a legal scholar. That's just my. I will talk more about it as there's more.
If you're going to take
speculate.
A swing, make sure you can.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're going to take a shot, make sure you don't miss.
Yep.
So,
you know, there are some comments from a former president today that I'm paying attention to, but it's not ones from Donald Trump. It's from Barack Obama, who tweeted a couple hours ago saying, "Wisconsin, it's election day, and we need your vote for state Supreme Court justice and other local leaders." So if there's any former president that we should be paying attention to today in Wisconsin, I think it's Barack Obama and not Donald Trump.
That is an excellent point. Did you get a chance to have him plug the Recombobulation Area, too, or was that not on the list of celebrities?
Not yet. There have been some surprises, though. So we can talk about that after.
Well, we can talk about that. I was going to say Mark Ruffalo, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I always get her name wrong. I stink with three names. But I've been getting a lot of shout-outs with the Recombobulation Area. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We're going to continue the conversation with Dan Schaefer, columnist of the Recombobulation Area, on the other side. Share a tangent, 844-967-2789.
And now, a special message from Charlie Behrens of the Cripes Cast.
How in the heck are you? It's me, Charlie, here to remind you that on April 4th, there's a huge election going on in Wisconsin. It's for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Now, it's a divided court, so the winner of this election is going to help determine the future of Wisconsin. Be part of that decision. Go to myvote.wi.gov to figure out your polling location and also what ID to bring. Again, myvote.wi.gov, and watch for deer.
Springtime is also known as the start of grilling season, and when you're grilling big, juicy burgers and mouth-watering hot dogs, only one bun will do. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, Village Hearth offers a variety of delicious buns that are delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats that make your mouth water.
Caramel, cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 43. Winds out of the southeast, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 29. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's Brian Kelly. And we here in the Solidarity Realty Studios are joined virtually by Dan Schaefer, columnist of the Recombobulation Area, talking about all things Wisconsin Election Day here on this Tuesday, April 4th. Folks, if you have not yet made a plan to be a voter, you've got just over 5 hours left to do so. But that's okay. We are a same-day voter registration state. Even if you are not registered to vote, you can take proof of residency and a valid ID and register today. Be a voter. Make a plan. And Dan Schaefer, you've been hard at work these last several weeks covering the statewide implications of the Supreme Court race. And as we alluded to last segment, there's a lot of focus on Wisconsin today. What can you tell us about some of the events that you with the Recombobulation Area and others have been working on here across the state of Wisconsin leading up to today?
Yeah, it's been a pretty wild couple weeks for us at the Recombobulation Area, and we have had our work promoted by some pretty famous folks over the last couple weeks, including Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Mark Ruffalo and Bradley Whitford. So that's been pretty cool. Yesterday, I actually hosted a Q&A on Julia Louis-Dreyfus's Twitter and Instagram. So it was a lot of questions about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, of course, about Wisconsin politics in general, and a bunch of questions about cheese curds. Those are the big three that people are interested in.
People, I was just out in San Diego, and people asked me about cheese curds as if like it's an everyday thing, like we all worship cheese curds or have something part of our. And I'm like, they're there, and like, oh, I like them.
I don't know if they're an everyday thing, but they're definitely like a weekly thing in my household. I mean, they're pretty frequent.
I'm a big fan. Politically, what do people around the country want to know about Wisconsin? Like, what is the outside looking in seem to be saying to you? I guess
I think there is just so much focus on Wisconsin, just as this national bellwether state, about because we have been among the states to decide presidential elections in the last few cycles, that anything that happens in Wisconsin really reverberates nationally. And I think, there's been a lot of talk about like the way judicial elections like this might, be perceived nationally as being nonpartisan nonpartisan in name only. I think that has kind of been the case for a pretty long time. I don't think this is necessarily the one to have tipped that. But I think, there are just such strong implications for what a vote like this would mean to the rest of the country. And I think, we saw the off-year election in Virginia where Glenn Youngkin won, beating a Democrat, winning a Republican upset victory in a blue state there. And I think people are kind of looking to Wisconsin to be this year's version of that, where people will draw a whole lot of conclusions about what this race is going to mean for the importance of, abortion rights, whether super extreme MAGA candidates like Dan Kelly will be successful at the polls. There's just going to be a whole lot that is going to be read into for this from a national perspective. And I think because of the Trump news today, everything is going to be kind of pulled into that funnel. I think perhaps not fairly, in a lot of ways, because I think the dynamics of the race here are very much a state level thing and not necessarily a national thing. But I think there's just so many conclusions to be drawn, and that's why people are focusing on Wisconsin so much, because it is, you know, it's going to be in one of those handful of states that's going to be deciding every presidential election for the next few cycles. So any little information that voters will give, not just the speculation, not just the polling, not just the narratives, but the actual results from the voters, it is going to matter a whole lot for the national dialogue around Wisconsin.
Yeah, and a lot of those national figures that you mentioned ties to here in Wisconsin as well, though, because Mark Ruffalo, the Hulk, the Incredible Hulk from Kenosha, Wisconsin, Bradley Whitford from Wisconsin as well. So there's a lot of still ties to the state in that regard for who's trying to promote and tell people to vote, because that's been the best part of seeing this is, I, as somebody that likes I'm tied to the information. I'm a sponge for information. I want it. Politics, news, all of that, sports, all of it. And I want to see more participation in our elections. And so the fact that turnout is going to be potentially setting historic records for a off-year, non-presidential primary year for a April election, I'm thrilled to see that. We are so excited that we here at Civic Media can provide the election night coverage around the state this evening. It's going to be spectacular, and it's just great to see people paying attention, and I want as many people involved in this process as possible. So, folks, if you yourself already voted, remind some friends, remind some family members to get out to the polls, because today is a day where we can make our voices heard, and it's been excellent seeing the content the recombobulation area has been putting out in recent weeks, and it all culminates today.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just to that point, I think the high mark for turnout in an election like this one, so a spring election that does not have a presidential primary involved, the high mark for turnout was in 2011. When there was a spring election over the Wisconsin Supreme Court there, the turnout for that was 34%. And so that's kind of that's the high mark for this type of election. Last year in the midterms, Wisconsin's turnout was 57%. In the 2020 presidential race, turnout was 72%. So there are a lot of people who typically vote in the fall who will not be voting in the spring election. And it's just so important to reach those people, text the normal people living normal lives who do not live and die on this stuff, to make sure that they are aware that an election is happening today and that it is super important. And I think, you know, there's just such an incredible opportunity right in front of us these next few hours.
Yeah. My goodness, it'd be insane not to just take advantage of that.
So, folks, be a voter.
Yeah.
Take advantage.
It'll be interesting to see, because Trump is going to be a little bit busy today. He's not going to be able to tweet out any support for Dan Kelly today. I don't know if that'll actually help or hurt him. Either way, let's make it a non-issue, and let's get out there and vote and make sure that Janet wins.
I'm going to hold you to it. Over or under 34%, Dan?
Oh, way over. We're going over.
We're going over.
Yeah, for sure. I think we're going to get close to 40.
All right, folks.
And can I plug one thing before we start wrapping up here? So I know Kristen and Jane will be anchoring some coverage tonight on Civic Media. Kristen and I are going to continue our tradition that we started last fall in the midterms, and we're going to be going live on Instagram at 9 tonight to talk about some of the results. Hopefully we'll be in a pretty good mood. I'm looking forward to that. We had a lot of fun last time doing that, so I would encourage you guys to tune in as goes Wisconsin in the recombobulation area on Instagram tonight.
There we go, 9 p.m., and you can listen to Civic Media coverage all night as well, beginning at 8, but even before that, extended Devil's Advocates from 6 to 7, extended As Goes Wisconsin from 7 to 8, and then all evening long as we wait for those results to roll in. Thank you so much, Dan, for joining us on this edition of Dueling Tangents. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to recombobulating a week from now, seeing where the lay of the political land is here in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. There will be much to recombobulate on.
It will. That for sure there will be. Folks, we got Matt Flynn Direct coming up next, and then the Devil's Advocates, and all of that bonus coverage we alluded to. Dueling Tangents will be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to y'all then.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Buck Tussle is proud to be the major sponsor on Civic Media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Buck Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.